Good morning. Continue with the halachas of the 3 weeks. So the Shulchan Aruch, the end of Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, quotes a medrash. The medrash says a person has to be careful from Shiva Sabatamas until Tisha B'Av not to go Yechidi from Arba Shos at Tisha Shos. So a person should not go by himself from 4 hours until 9 hours, 4 hours on the day, until 9 hours on the day, because there's a certain shade which has power during this time, which is a time when Klal Yisrael's mazel is weakened. So what is 4 hours? Mishibur explains that 4 hours means the beginning of the fourth hour of the day until the end of the ninth hour. So if sunrise is at 6 o'clock, and sunset would be at 6 o'clock. So each hour is there are 12 hours in halachic hours in the day. From sunrise to sunset, so 3 hours have passed at 9 a.m. in the morning. That's the beginning of the fourth hour. So from that point until 9 hours have passed, the ninth hour has passed, which means until from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m., 6 hour period, a person should not go by himself Yechidi. Now, the definition of Yechidi is referring to a person who's traveling outside of the city, a person who's traveling within the city. The Chazon Ish said it's not a problem. It's referring to a person who's traveling on the high road outside of the city. It does seem to refer to a person who's traveling, and even over there, if there are large amounts of people traveling, it's not a problem. Where it would come up is a person with much trying goes on some type of a excursion by himself out to some secluded area. That's something a person should not do during the 9 days. The Mishnah Berurah brings that also during this time, person should be careful not to walk bein chama letzel. If you have a road or a path which you're traveling along, and for a period of time, not just in and out, but a period of time, it's set up in such a way that where the shade and the shade ends and the shadow ends and the sunny part of the road of the path meet is basically along the road, the length of the path that you're walking. So you're walking on a path which is, let's say, near a house or near a row of houses, and the sun is in such a way that half of the sidewalk is shady and half of the sidewalk is sunny, and you're walking along that line where the sun and the shade meet. A person should not do that during the 9 days. If you ask me to explain why that's so, it's a Kabbalistic concept. I'm not really familiar with the issues, but it's brought down by Mishnah Berurah. It also points out that a person should not be makah the Talmidim, even if they normally would. They used to treat the Talmidim, punish them with some type of physical punishment, corporal punishment, not during the 9 days, because potentially it has an issue of becoming something more significant. Taking this thought, there's a sefer from Chaim Yoreh Bachrach, the Chavos Yoreh, one of the Gedolei Hador from his generation, from 300 plus years ago, wrote a sefer on Shulchan Aruch, Mekor Chayim, and the Mekor Chayim says that therefore a person in general means anything which potentially is a Mokim Sakana, a person should not put himself into. So he says a person should not go swimming in a river during the 3 weeks, even though there's no risk of rechitza, but going swimming in a river, potentially it's a dangerous place. Ramosha is quoted in the Sefer Shmaitz and Ramosha. In the back they have Shmuas Moshe. So he's quoted in this, they quote here from the Moya the Yeshurin, was a Talmud of Ramosha, that a person should not even go swimming in a deep swimming pool. It says Mayim Amukim B'Yoser, very deep. I'm not sure how very deep is deep. because that potentially is an area of sakana. That being said, Rav Moshe was asked if a person is allowed to do an elective surgery during the 3 weeks, and he said it's permitted. Not something which is just for beauty, but there's a surgery which is needed for refuah, but it could be done now or it could be done later. He said that's mutter, even though there is an element of sakana involved in it. Since it's a tzara gufoy, that's going to be mutter. But if it's possible that a person could wait till afterwards, there's no one suggested that so. Going for dental any basic dental treatment is not an issue. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about an actual surgery. A person has to be. There's issue of the issue of a real incision into the body, etc. Flying or during this period is mutter. However, there are those who suggest it, but however, from Rosh Chodesh until after Tisha B'Av, if a person does not need to fly during that time, a person should try mimai at that. That's the quote they have from Rosh Zalman and Sefer Halicha Shlomo. Rosh Zalman says that the real issue is from Rosh Chodesh till after Tisha B'Av, a person should limit air travel, unless it's it would be necessary, obviously. One last thing: there's some people have a minhag or a quote that they say that if a person does not go swimming before the 3 weeks, he cannot start during the 3 weeks. There's no source for that, and it's definitely permitted for a person to go swimming during the 3 weeks, even though he had not have an opportunity to go swimming beforehand. Have a good morning.